Zed and the Middle on 104 Drive with Graham and Nathan.
Oh.
Is there life out there? Is there anybody else? Interesting weekend in North America, so it was. You may have read in the news that there were three unidentified flying objects shot down by US fighter jets over the weekend. This is added to a week previous, a Chinese spy balloon being shot down in the US as well. However, with these three new ones, China are taking no responsibility for them. Watching CNN over the weekend, some of the fighter jets up there going, we couldn't see any propulsion. You know, it started to interfere with our planes. What's going on? Nobody has the answers.
Aliens.
Is it aliens? This is the big thing. So right now we are joined by David Moore. We are joined by David Moore from Astronomy Ireland to try and get to the bottom of what these things are flying above the skies in North America. David Moore, are they aliens?
Well, it seems to me the aliens are probably alien to the United States of America, but perhaps not alien to planet Earth.
Okay.
Which means, and to me they look like normal balloons that are inflated by various groups around the world, including weather services, and that's what we're seeing. It's people interfering with people rather than aliens interfering with us.
Now, David, I'm not familiar with these balloons. I've often attended a party where I'd see a balloon on the ground and have fun with it. But these balloons in the sky, they're absolutely enormous. Why are they up there and how long do they stay up there for?
Well, the Met Service here, Met Aaron, release balloons like this quite often. And when they're inflated at ground level, they're quite small. But as you go up in altitude, the pressure drops. So the gas inside tries to expand. And the balloons are designed to expand to ridiculously large amounts. The first one that was shot down eventually over the US was 200 feet across. So the size of a skyscraper building, basically. But it had a lot of equipment attached to the end. And I'm not a military expert, but there seems to be some suspicion over whether all that technology was needed for weather balloons or not. With this being a military operation, I don't actually hold out much hope that we'll actually be allowed to know the fine details, especially if it is a new variety, form, method of espionage.
So you're saying this 100% certain, David, on 104 Drive with Graham and Nathan, that they are not aliens?
I don't like ever to be 100% against things, but I'd be in the 90s% for sure, because it just doesn't smell of aliens. You know, the technology, if they've come across the stars, this doesn't sound like the kind of thing they do.
Well, David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, we really appreciate you coming on the show and kind of cleaning up some of the conspiracy theories that are coming out of North America at the moment. But if the aliens do come, we're going to have you on speed dial because we want to talk to you then, all right?
And I've often said I don't believe there are any advanced civilizations buzzing us at the moment, abducting people out in the dark, and I'm often outside the city in the dark on my own with a camera photographing things like the comet that's around at the moment. I'm very easy to abduct, and these radio waves from FM 104 are going out into space. They've never abducted me, so either they don't exist or they don't listen to FM 104.
Oh,
and how
God,
intelligent can they be if they don't listen to FM 104?
Hope it's not the latter. Oh,
no. David, you're a gentleman. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
I'm kind of disappointed they're not aliens.
Yeah.
I really wanted to be aliens, not just more balloons from China.
Oh.
It's Taylor Swift, Anti-Hero on 104 Drive with Graham and Nathan.